כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
So this week is Parshas Miketz, and a Parshas Miketz, the story of Yosef and his brothers unfolds. The brothers of Yosef come to Eretz Mitzrayim to buy food, just to survive the famine. Yosef recognizes them, but they do not recognize him. And Yosef demands, I want to see Binyamin. And they brokenheartedly go back to their father, to Yaakov Avinu, and they say, we cannot see the face of the monarch unless we bring Binyamin. And then Yaakov breaks out crying, and he says, V'yoymer aleim Yaakov Avinu, oisi shikaltem, Yosef einenu, Shimon einenu, ves Binyamin tikocho, olai hoyu kulonu. Yaakov Avinu says, I don't understand. Yosef einenu, I lost Yosef. Shimon einenu, he's somewhere in Egypt. Ves Binyamin tikocho, olai hoyu kulonu, the Vilna Gaon, in a spark of genius and Ruach HaKodesh, says, olai hoyu kulonu. Olai is three letters. Where did we learn the same word in Sefer Bereishis? When Rivka tells Yaakov many years before, dress up like Esav and pretend to be Esav. Tell your father Yitzchak that you are Esav. And Yaakov is afraid. And Yaakov says, "Ula yemishani yovei v'huyisi ve'enov kemitatea v'heveisi alai klolo v'loi brocho." And what does the Mama Rivka say? "Olai kilelascha b'ni." The Vilna Gaon says, "Ulai is Esav loving Yosef." Rivka tells Yaakov, "One cannot escape his destiny." And I see Beruach HaKodesh that you will have three traumatic experiences, three huge challenges in your lifetime. Esav, Lavan, and Yosef. So many, many years later, after Yaakov marries Rachel and Leah and brings 12 children, 12 tribes, the fundament of the Jewish people, many years transpire. And when his sons come back from Eretz Mitzrayim demanding Binyamin, Yaakov says, I don't understand. Let me tell you, my dear children, many years ago, before you were ever born, Rivka sent me to achieve the brachas, and she promised me, olai kilelascho b'ni. I already had these three terrible nisyonos. I survived Esav, I survived Lavan. I am mourning and crying every day because I lost Yosef. What else? What else? The Mama Rivka only spoke about three things, Esav, Lavan, Yosef, olai kilelascho. And that is what Yaakov says, olai hoyu kulono. I already prevailed these three terrible nisyonos that made life so difficult. In a very short while, it became obvious and evident that yes, Rivka was right, and this is not an other gezeira. This is a brocha. It's not a klola, but a blessing. And I want to add on to the Gaon's interpretation. And I feel this very strongly. In recent weeks and months, I explained many times that Yaakov Avinu, more than Avraham and Yitzchak, he paved the way for Klal Yisrael and Golas till the very last day. And it's in the merit of Yaakov Avinu that we will be zeichet to the Geulah Shleima. It is the merit of his blessings that we had the Bayis Lishon and the Beis Mikdash Hasheni. And it is only Yankov's koyach that will ensure that we make it to the finishing line, that we make it to Ketz Hayamin. It's not coincidence that Yankov is Yisroel. We are Yisroel. We are Yankov, and Yankov is us. And Yisroel, the Zohar explains, is the first letter of all the Ovis and the Amois. Yud is Yitzchak and Yaakov, and she and Esorah, and Reish is Rivka and Rochel, Aleph Avram, and the Lamed is Leah. All the koiches, the shoresh nishmosam of the Ovis and the Amois, everything is in Yaakov. And that is why Yaakov is us, and we are Yaakov. And Yaakov is the one to pave the way and ensure that we'll make it, that we will fulfill our destiny. So these three challenges that Yaakov endured, we do as well. And in every generation we have our Esav and our Lavan, and sadly, tragically, our Yosef. What is the difference between Esav and Lavan? Esav was a murderer. He was out to kill Yaakov, and he explicitly said so. Wasn't ashamed to say so. Yikrovu yemei eval ovi v'ahargo es Yaakov ochi. Lavan was different. Bikesh Lavan lakor es hakor, we say in the Haggadah. But we do not find that Lavan was out to kill Yaakov. He wasn't. But when Lavan says, "Why do you want to leave my home? We are one. We do not need to part." Habonam bonai, vabonais benoisai. Yaakov understands that that is a mortal danger. Not a physical one, but a spiritual one. And Yaakov understands, no. Habonam einam bonecho, vabonais einan benoisecho. We could respect each other, but we must part. Every generation we have our Esav and our Lavan as well. Going back to ancient days, Haman was an Esav. Bikesh lahashmed lahareg ulaabed. Haman as well was out to annihilate the Jewish people. Physical destruction, murder, bloodshed. The Yevonim, and we are still in the midst of Hanukkah. The Yevonim weren't out to kill and to destroy. They could have destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't do so. Yud Gimel Pertzes Partzu B'Chomat HaSurag. And in other opportunities we explained what is the significance of 13 and why in this Surag. We spoke about it in the past. We will not do so today. But the Gzeres Yevonim was not annihilation. It wasn't murder. La'ashkicham torosecho la'vira machuk retzenecho. So the Yevonim and the Misyavnim were a more modern version of Lavan. Haman was a different version of Esav. And in modern history, in the days of our parents, Hitler was a modern version and the most dramatic and horrific version of Haman. Yes, he was out to destroy, to annihilate, to murder, to bring forth the final solution with cruelty the world has never seen before. We endured, we prevailed, and we also knew Stalin and the Bolsheviks. They were the modern version of the Yevonim, of Lavan. They were not out to totally annihilate the Jewish people. But yes, Lashkicham terosecho ulahavira mechuk eretzenecho. Both are included. Shebachol doyer vedoyer oimdem aleinu lachaluseinu v'kodesh bohu matzileinu miyodam. And to our dismay, every generation and its Yosef, olai hoyu kulonu. And Yosef is the curse of sinas achim. Not an external threat like Hitler or Stalin, the Nazis, the Bolsheviks, the Greeks, Haman, many years ago in Persia. This is an internal threat. Sinasach, Cherevish Bereyeu, Machlaikis, which destroys everything we try to build. And my feeling is, throughout these generations, we learned somewhat how to cope with Esav and Lavan. Esav, litfile ledoyrem velemelchomam. We come together, we cry, we spill out our hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzilenu miyadam. Lavan, we circle the wagons. We try to build moats around our communities. We try to teach Torah to protect our children from unnecessary exposure. And in these modern days, to protect our children from exposure, which this modern technology is so dangerous. So we have somewhat tried, to a certain degree of success, to cope with Esav, to cope with Laban. We've not been very successful in coping with Yosef, and we have so much to improve and so much to learn. Yehi Ratzon, we should be successful. So in these days, when we light the Ner Hanukkah every night, and we remember the miracles, the unbelievable miracles, Nesatu Geboyim Biyad Chaloshim, Rabim Biyad Me'atim, it was not only that they were victorious in the battlefield, in the war. Yes, Torah was saved, and we continued on teaching our children Torah. And from the days of Hanukkah on, there was an amazing, unbelievable flourishing of Torah. Those were the days of the great Chachmei HaMishnah. And we daven, we should be zeicher to the same. Hu rachamon hu yasa lonu nisim v'neflois kishem shosisu l'avoseinu. ביום המהים ובזמן הזה בביאס גואל צדק במהרו ויומנו אמן. Have a beautiful Shabbos, all of you.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111